Well, so now we are going to today begin with chapter 9, that is market structure and revenue analysis. You have already studied about production, cost, demand, supply, and now we are all here ready to enter the market structure. The objectives, first you will study the forms of market structure, okay, and then you will understand what are the features. We out of the market structure will pick up the two main, that is perfect competition and monopoly. And then we'll see what is the revenue structure of these market forms. We begin first by understanding what a revenue is. The revenue is the income received by way of sale proceeds. So when we say income received by way of sale proceeds, so whatever company is selling in the market, the money that they earn is considered as its revenue. There are three concepts in revenue. The first one is total revenue. Total revenue will always be the price at which the company is selling the product and the number of units that they are selling. So the very simple formula is total revenue is equal to price into quantity. So total revenue, price multiplied by quantity. The next is average revenue. Now average revenue is nothing but the price, because average revenue is total revenue divided by total quantity. So this is it. P into Q divided by Q, Q, Q gets cancelled, we are left with P. So average revenue is nothing but the price. Marginal revenue. So we have already studied about this concept in cost. Marginal cost, if you remember. Marginal revenue is the additional revenue by selling an additional output. Again, like cost, we had already this formula. In cost, we used to write C, in revenue, we write R. So there are two ways of calculating it. First is marginal revenue is the difference of total revenue, or marginal revenue is difference of total revenue upon difference of output. So delta TR upon delta Q. The first method will be used when the units of output are single units, 1, 2, 3, 4. Marginal revenue is when the output is increasing in a larger or in an uneven ratio or uneven proportion. To help the understanding, I have this schedule. This is the revenue schedule. Price is constant here at 5 rupees. Quantity is varying from 10 to 40. So first you apply the formula of TR, that is P into Q. Just keep multiplying the price with quantity and you get the total revenue answer. Average revenue, the formula is total revenue divided by total quantity. So you can see over here, 50 divided by 10, 100 divided by 20, 150 divided by 30, you get the answers. Here you get the average revenue, 5. So we find that average revenue and price are same. Then we have marginal revenue. Marginal revenue is the change in total revenue brought by the change in quantity. As I said, we can use the first formula, that is the difference of TR, because our quantity is increasing, but it's proportionate. It's increasing by 10 units. If you want, you can use this formula, because had this been 1, 2, 3, 4, instead of 10, 20, if it would have been 1, 2, 3, 4, then it would have been easier to use formula 1. Difference, but because the difference is 10, we better use the second formula, that is delta TR upon delta Q. So your marginal revenue will be 100 minus 50. See, the there's no quantity before 10 given, so we assume it as 0 to 10. So we say 50 minus 0 upon 10 minus 0. Actually, you can keep the MR as dash, as I said. You can always keep it as a dash. Okay, cannot be determined. You can write as an answer in exam. So 100 minus 50 divided by 20 minus 10. 150 minus 100 divided by 30 minus 20. So you just take the difference of TR, take the difference of Q to get the values of MR. It has been observed that here the the AR, MR and price is almost same in this schedule. Now we look at the revenue structure of a firm under perfect competition. First, to understand this, we'll take you to perfect competition. Yeah, we'll take you first to this slide. Perfect competition is that market structure. When we talk about market structure, we divide our market structure into perfect and imperfect competition. Perfect competition is where you have large number of sellers and they are all selling same products. So when there are large number of sellers, each seller will have a very small fraction in the market. Seller is said to be a price taker. So when there are 10,000 farmers or there are 1 lakh companies all making the same type of products, then no company or no single seller is in a position to influence the market price. So remember your very first feature, large number of buyers and sellers. Iska matlab hai, when there are very large number of buyers and sellers, the share of each buyer and each seller is only a fraction in the market. So koi single buyer or koi single seller market price ko nahi badal sakta hai. They cannot influence the market price. They are only price takers. When we say in perfect competition, all the sellers are selling homogeneous product. Homogeneity ka matlab hai identical. So you will have all the sellers selling coconut water. So the tender coconut water, that is identical. Or the sellers, let's say, they are all selling apples. So when the product, if you go to the vegetable market, you go to Linking Road, you'll find that most of the sellers will have almost selling the identical products. Companies which are manufacturing the same, like say battery cell, if there is no branding, then all the battery cells, like the remote, it functions on a battery cell. Or your watch battery cell, that is considered as homogeneous product. So companies which are manufacturing that, they are all into the perfect competition because there are many other companies who are manufacturing exactly identical product, right? So we don't have something called as patent and all. You find this in retailing, especially in the retail market, we say homogeneity exists. So like for example, stationery stores, Xerox centers, they all come under homogeneous product. In such a market, the feature free entry and exit is very applicable. So when we talk about free entry and exit, that means there are no entry and exit barriers. Because it's an unorganized sector where you find perfect competition, any new company or any new seller, it's basically at a very small scale. So free entry like into vendors, there may be a new vendor who may start selling apples in the market. So there's a free entry, free exit. If they don't make a profit, they exit. So free entry and exit is actually making you understand that the restrictions do not exist in such a business activity. So always it will be a small scale or an unorganized sector. There is always a single price which runs in the market. That is the price at which the seller sells and the buyer buys. We always call this price as the market price. No transport cost. There are no transport cost. The reason for that is it's a hypothetical condition because perfect competition model exists when we had the barter system. Okay, it was like much before those, even after barter system, when we had a colonized economy. So what the vendors or the sellers are doing, like say if the fishermen, they are catching the fishes from the ocean and selling at the dock, then there is no transport cost. Any business where there is no transport cost will come under a feature of perfect competition. That means the place of production and the place of sale is exactly same, located at the same place. So the seller are not going to any market and selling the product, they are selling where they are. So usually the farming sector, the farmers are growing the vegetables in the field and they are selling in that same location. Then there is no transport cost. Non-government intervention. Now, non-government intervention means there is no government patents or government licensing or government approval required. So because it's a very small scale unorganized sector, it is out of government intervention. From all these six conditions, you have to remember, students, that if the first three conditions exist, first three conditions exist, then it will be pure competition. And if the remaining three are added to it, it becomes perfect competition. So what we find in the market, like stock market, in the stock market, you will find this feature of pure competition, large sellers, large buyers, homogeneity of the shares, free entry and exit. So this is perfect knowledge. There's very one important, when we say single price, we say it means there is perfect market knowledge. So the seller and the buyer both are aware of the market price. Nobody can cheat anyone. That is called as perfect market knowledge. So these are some of the features of perfect competition to be kept in mind. Now with these features, we take you to understanding the revenue structure that is here. See this schedule that we just discussed. Now here, if the price, single price, if the price is constant, it means it's a perfect competition schedule. So if the price is 5 rupees, then whether the seller sells 10 coconuts or 40 coconuts, the price is going to be the same. So in perfect competition, because there are large number of firms selling homogeneous product, okay, a single firm's contribution to the total supply available in the market is insignificant. So matlab, the firm cannot influence the price. They are price takers. Aur isliye, they will be facing a upward sloping total revenue, but their average and marginal revenue graph will be constant. Now this is a hypothetical graph, jahan par you have to see what is the single price. So if the student is observing this graph and they are asked to identify which is the single price, they will look at the point where the AR and MR are constant. So which is the price from which we begin the AR and MR graph? 200. So you will say the market price is 200. At 200, if the firm is selling 1 unit, it earns 200. If it sells 5 units, it will earn 500. So as you can see that here, 200, if they sell more units, they will be earning more of their total revenue. So their total revenue is an upward sloping graph, as you see over here. Now we move to a monopoly. Perfect competition is one extreme market and monopoly is another extreme. Monopoly, agar perfect competition mein large sellers hai, to monopoly mein ek hi seller hai. Now what are the features of monopoly? Let's understand. Yeah, I take you here to the understanding of the features of monopoly. Monopoly is a market in which there's only one producer or one seller. So when you talk about Apple, it's only one seller, okay? And therefore, the firm itself is an industry. Remember students, in monopoly, where the firm and the industry, there is no difference. Firm is one, when you talk about telecom industry, and when you start naming, like you have Airtel, you have Jio, you have Vodafone, they are all firms. They are all part of one industry. But in monopoly, firm itself is an industry. Monopoly may be an individual proprietorship, partnership, joint stock company, cooperative or government company. Usually it's more of a government company and an individual proprietorship. Monopolists will have a full control over the market supply. So we say that the elasticity of demand for a monopolist product is zero. And monopoly is selling a product which has no close substitute in the market. So, ye yaad rakhna hai ki monopolist ke product ka substitute nahi hone ki wajah se, the monopolist is having this power. Even if the monopolist is having the monopolist will never have complete control. They will have very strong restrictions. They will not allow other companies to enter in their area of business. Monopolist is more of a price maker than a price taker, but pure monopoly, complete pure monopoly is never found in the real world. Companies are trying to become a monopolist, but there are always some or the other substitutes that may be available, but not to that extent. Now, Apple has its very strong monopoly because of its security, which no other company is able to compete. So, keeping this basics in mind of monopoly, I will take you to the understanding of revenue structure for a monopoly. Since monopoly is a single seller dominating the market, definitely not having substitutes, they don't have a competition, so they are like the price maker. But does it give complete price power? Definitely not. To understand that, we go here, we have to remember that even if the monopoly is a price maker, but if the monopoly wants to sell more, they have to drop the price. So it was found that even for a single firm, a firm who is a monopoly, their total revenue will not continuously keep increasing, but it will increase at a diminishing rate. In fact, that average revenue will go on falling, and even their marginal revenue will start falling. So falling average and marginal revenue indicates that a monopoly, even if they are a price taker, in order to sell more, they are going to reduce the price. To have a basic of that, we have a hypothetical schedule reflecting the behavior of the revenue for a monopoly. The prices have fallen from 5 to 2. The quantity is increased from 10 to 40. So what is the total revenue? The total revenue is price multiplied by quantity. So you can see that the total revenue is increasing 50, 80, 90. But again, you from 90, it has come back to 80. So let us look at the average revenue. Now, average revenue, you can see, is falling, and marginal revenue is also falling, and we have got a negative sign. This negative sign has happened because the total revenue has come down. Now, this is actually reality, mate, is not possible. It is where the company is paying you to buy its product, negative marginal revenue, minus one. They are paying you for buying the product. So if you buy the company products and there's a lucky draw, you will get the cash back. So these type of offers which the company comes up with is a case of negative MR. Now, why is the MR falling? Now, this is what you have to remember. In case of a monopoly, the AR and MR is downward sloping. And MR will always be below AR, because the company is reducing the price. So, aap har next product, pehle ke product se kam mein bech rahe ho. Therefore, the additional revenue that you earn from selling an additional product is less than AR. So, remember students, in monopoly, downward sloping revenue depicts a situation where a company reduces the price to attract the buyers. Jio has already done that. It entered the market with zero pricing, free SIM card, and then it started going in the upward direction of raising the price. Now, after understanding the revenue structures of perfect competition and monopoly, we have to understand how these companies are going to determine their profit. For that, we will first divide as per the production concept, short period and long period. If we are in a perfect competition market and they are operating in the short period, then they may face any of these four situations. They may face super normal profit, normal profit, loss, or totally shutdown point. To understand that, we have shown you a graph. Remember, in this graph, we are measuring output on the x-axis, and we are measuring price, revenue, cost on the y-axis. Sabse pehle, you have to remember that in perfect competition, the AR and MR is a horizontal line. AR and MR is a horizontal line. So, therefore, you have AR, MR, P. This is the original price. At this price, we have to see that the most important condition of equilibrium is the marginal cost intersecting the marginal revenue from below. This is called as the golden rule of equilibrium. So in this, as the marginal cost intersects the marginal revenue, the firm is at equilibrium, which is depicted with alphabet E. And what is this equilibrium output? It is OM. So we say that the company is, the seller is selling OM output at OP price, and it has reached the equilibrium E. So marginal cost, when it intersects the marginal revenue, it is considered as equilibrium. But this marginal cost is intersecting. Now see what happens in the market. If in the market the prices go up, because the market may, in the market, if the demand is more, but the supply is less, the market prices go up. So if the prices go up, then an individual seller will be able to make profit. Now, why is the seller able to make profit? Because the market, see, for understanding this profit, what is normal profit, we have to always compare the average cost with the average revenue. So we have already studied in cost chapter that the average cost is a U-shaped graph. The marginal cost falls and then it starts rising. You remember the relationship between average and marginal cost? It is the same thing over here. So you can see that when the marginal cost is falling, it will pull down the average cost. When the marginal cost is rising, it will push up the average cost. And then in revenue concept, we have calculated the average revenue and marginal revenue. We know that average revenue is the price. So iska matlab, the price at which the company is selling is P1. This is shown by point T. Okay, but at point T, where is our average cost? Our average cost is below point T, that is S. Because your average cost graph is below this T, T shows average revenue. Whenever you have to find out whether the seller is making profit or loss, you have to compare the average revenue with the average cost. So here, the average revenue is upward slope. See, the line is up, AR. And the average cost is below. So this TS, the output is M1. We will not take M. We will take M1 because we have to see that point where the marginal cost is intersecting the marginal revenue. So that is your point T. So TS distance shows supernormal profit. So what is the condition of supernormal profit? When the average revenue is greater than the average cost. What is normal profit? Where the average revenue is equal to the average cost. So what would be loss situation, anybody? Yes, coming to T1. At T1, what is happening? See, at T1, our price is P2. Matlab market prices have come down. But the company's average cost, its average cost is here. Correct? So if its average cost is below, it is making profit because here the average cost is less. Yes? So how will you calculate this? Whenever you are studying about the price output decision in short run, you have to remember that we are always comparing the average revenue with the average cost. Okay? So students, we are going to make you understand the situation of profit using the concept of average revenue, average cost, marginal revenue, marginal cost. Always remember that when a firm is operating in perfect competition, it is a price taker. It cannot control the price, and that is shown by this horizontal line. So P, P1, P2, P, that is AR, MR line. This is the line which shows that the firm is a price taker. It is actually the price at which the sellers are willing to buy. You have the cost graphs, which is U-shape, average cost, marginal cost. They are U-shape. Cost graph will decide the supply. So, average revenue is like the demand curve. Cost graphs are like the supply. So, we have to see what is the equilibrium. Equilibrium matlab demand is equal to supply. Okay, now if you look at this diagram, first thing that you have to understand is you have to see which is the market price equilibrium. That is point P, point E. At this point E, you will find that average cost is tangent. So average cost kya ho gaya? Tangent ho gaya. So when the average cost is tangent, it is equilibrium. The company is selling OM. So the seller is selling OM, let's say it's a coconut seller. He is selling OM quantity of coconuts at OP price and he is earning normal profit. Why we say the word normal profit? Because average cost is equal to average revenue. Now what happens if the market prices go up for the coconut? The market prices, if they go up to P1, the coconut vendor will earn super normal profit. because his cost graph is still down, but his average revenue, see, average cost, that is point ES, his average cost graph is the same. But because the market prices have gone up, this whole area TS will be his supernormal profit. So what is supernormal profit? Where the average revenue is greater than the average cost. So as you can see that if the market prices much fall below P, that is P2, now this particular seller is going to make a loss. He'll incur a loss. The reason for this loss is, look at the price. The prices have come below, but his average cost is constant there only. So when the market prices fall, the average revenue, that is AR2, is below the average cost, making him face a loss, which is of the amount shown as T1. So this is how you have to remember that normal, super normal and loss situation totally depends on the market prices. Because in perfect competition, the seller has no control over the market price. So its average revenue, if it keeps shifting and if it is not able to control its cost, then what will happen is it is going to make a loss. Now the question is, what is shutdown point? Shutdown point is the case where the firm is not even able to cover up its variable expenses. So you will find that when the seller, like you in case of Kingfisher Airlines, the company was not even able to pay the salary of its employees. So it was totally into a shutdown situation. Loss situation is where the company can cover its fixed cost, but not its it can cover its variable cost, but not fixed with the revenue. Kyunki revenue kya hai? Revenue jo aapko market se mil raha hai. It is the money that you are earning from the market. Revenue, sales receipt. Now those sales receipts should be used to bear your cost. If it is not able to bear up your cost, then you are forced to go for a shutdown. This is how the shutdown point looks like. See, the average cost is much higher. This is the average variable cost. Here we have shown you with the shaded dotted graphs that this is the average variable cost. This is the fixed cost. Market price P2. The prices have fallen to such a level, or the company's average revenue has come down to such a level that now it is not even able to cover up its variable cost. So it is forced to shut down. However, in both the diagrams, there is one thing you have to remember. The points for deciding the output will be based on marginal cost. So when the marginal cost intersects the marginal revenue, the points that you get will be considered as the equilibrium output. Okay. After we finish this, we are moving to monopoly. In monopoly, as you have already studied in the previous slide when we started, the revenue graph for a monopoly is downward sloping. Now, what does the downward sloping revenue graph reflect? That the monopolist, in order to sell more, has to bring down the price. In this case, there are three situations which are clearly separately shown. First case is abnormal profit. This is abnormal profit because here you can see this is the average revenue line, AR, and look at the average cost. The average cost is here, correct? This is the marginal cost. So the firm is actually making a abnormal profit because its average revenue is above, but its average cost is going much higher. Okay, here there is a loss. The average cost is tangent to, so it's like a normal profit, normal, you can say that it's a profit and loss. Here, the average cost is tangent. So you have to remember that whenever we talk about this, what is the difference? Here you will find that the average cost, it is below the average revenue. Here, if the average cost goes above the average revenue, it will be a loss. This is very clear here. This is average revenue. This is long run average cost. So if the average cost is inside the average revenue, you will consider its profit. If the average cost is tangent, you will consider it as normal profit. But if the average cost goes above the average revenue, it will be considered as a loss. So one part of monopoly which we have to be very clear about is price discrimination. Now, price discrimination is a practice which is adopted by a monopolist. It is an act of selling the same article at different prices to different buyers. So when a firm is practicing this, it is known as a discriminating monopolist. There are three types of price discrimination: personal, regional, and trade. Personal price discrimination is where different prices are charged to different buyers. Okay, so if you have doctors, you have lawyers, when they charge different prices to different buyers, it is personal price discrimination. Then you have regional. Regional mein what happens? We divide the market. Like for example, some products which are sold in Maharashtra and outside Maharashtra, they will be sold at a different price. So that is regional price discrimination. And the third one is trade. When you talk about trade price discrimination, it is different prices charged to different buyers for the use of the product. So if like LPG, LPG has a different rate for domestic household and different rate for industrial. There are many conditions which are required for price discrimination to be successful. First, price discrimination is practiced under imperfect competition. Now, imperfect competition can be monopoly or any other market like monopolistic competition or oligopoly. Okay, so under perfect competition, there are several sellers, buyers have perfect knowledge. There's only one price. So price discrimination ka sawal hi nahi hai. Second condition for price discrimination is absence of resale possibility. If such possibility existed, buyers offer lower price. They would always buy and sell product at. So buyers should not be having this power of resale. Therefore, sometimes companies say once the seal is broken, you cannot, don't accept the product with open seal. Differences in elasticity of demand. Now, when we talk about elasticity of demand, here we are talking about, let's say, rural and urban. Elasticity is the responsiveness of the customer. Now, in cities, even if the electricity rate goes up, people are still going to spend on electrical gadgets. So here the companies will always have a better position to charge a higher price than in markets which have a low price. Okay, highest price can be charged in least elastic market. Least elastic ka matlab hota hai inelasticity. Even if the prices are raised, people will still buy the product, like in city, electricity rates, LPG, travel expenses and so on. But that is not so in case of rural India. Consumer peculiarities. Sometimes buyers are ignorant. Aray, farak hi nahi padta hai. They don't even know ki ye product kahin sasta mil bhi sakta hai. You may go and get the a Xerox at your nearest complex for maybe 5 rupees, whereas outside it may be available for 2 or 3. Minor changes of prices, customers just don't bother. Okay. Sometimes consumers have this illusion, higher the price, better the product. So they tend to pay higher price. Personal services. As I already talked about, the first type of price discrimination, personal. So you can see that this is always practiced. Sometimes the differences, the distances, the regional distances are so high that gives a company an advantage to adopt price discrimination. Tariffs, duties, so imported products can be sold at a higher price by a company here because of the regional distance. Finally, we are coming to the last part of this chapter where we are comparing between perfect competition and monopoly. See, they are two main extremes of a market structure. Perfect competition and monopoly, mein, when we take the first factor price, we say monopoly is a price maker, perfect competition is a price taker. Second factor is output. Always remember, the firm will operate where the output at where its average cost is the least. We have studied this in cost chapter. But monopolist does not go to that output. In fact, he stops where marginal revenue is equal to marginal cost. Okay? Because what is happening is, if he is producing more to reach this lowest average cost, okay, then it may happen that he will have to lower the price and it may lead to loss. So he always stops before reaching the lowest average cost. Look at this. This is the diagram which depicts. Now look at this average cost. This is the average cost. So this is the lowest point of average cost. For perfect competition, how do you know this diagram is perfect competition? Because your AR-MR is a horizontal line. Look at the next diagram. In this diagram, AR-MR is downward sloping. Correct? So if it is downward sloping, see the average cost least point. It is still falling. It can fall further. So this diagram is a clear comparison that for perfect competition, how the diagrams look like. Under monopoly, output is restricted, whereas under perfect competition, it is always optimum output. So you have to remember, if you have a question in exam with respect to output, then you have to remember this, that in monopoly, the output is restricted in order to gain the market, you can say market share, whereas in perfect competition, it is optimum. Coming to the third factor, that is profit. Under perfect competition, mostly the firm enjoys normal profit, but under monopoly, they will always enjoy supernormal profit. This is the biggest advantage of a monopolist. Revenue, already we have discussed, horizontal revenue curve for perfect competition, whereas for monopoly, the revenue graphs are downward sloping. Cost, both of them have the average and marginal cost used for decision making. Okay. In perfect competition, we say always the company will select the falling average cost, whereas in monopoly, they can select falling, rising, or constant cost also. So with that, we have successfully completed this chapter. Thank you.